What do you think of this music?
I like it.
It is pleasant to listen to.
Yeah, it is. Uh-huh.
Do you have any critique of the music at all?
The music is fine. I can't really understand the words too well.
The reason you can't understand the words is that there are no words. They're singing very earnestly and very pleasantly, but they're not actually saying anything. This is true of what is taught on some, not all, but some college campuses. And I say this as somebody who has a secular degree from San Jose State University. I'm not anti-university, but there are interesting things going on at our universities, and we're going to eventually highlight some of them. This one comes from Fox News over the internet. That's our source. It was from the University of New Hampshire. A student was kicked out of his dormitory room for posting flyers suggesting that women take the stairs in order to get a little exercise and avoid gaining weight. Now, evidently, Sharon, this was somebody who put up a little notice on the bulletin board. He said it in a tongue-in-cheek fashion.
What did it actually
say?
Well,
he had a concern. He felt that some people were taking the elevator up just a couple of flights, and if they had taken the stairs instead, then those that needed to get to the 8th or 9th or 10th floor wouldn't have to wait as long. You know how long an elevator takes.
Right.
So he puts this up in a tongue-in-cheek fashion, and he writes this: 9 out of 10 freshman girls gain 10 to 15 pounds, but there is something you can do about it. If you live below the 6th floor, take the stairs. And when he writes U, he uses the letter U instead of Y-O-U. I guess he was saving space on the paper for that. So if you live below the 6th floor, take the stairs. Not only will you feel better about yourself, but you will also be saving us time and won't be sore on the eyes. So
I guess
he could say he was complimenting their appearance, but I can see some of the women going, why, that male chauvinist pig.
Yeah.
Well,
so what happened?
He maintained, the student, that his language was a joke and that it did arise out of students' frustration with residents who take the elevator up and down one floor, thus prolonging the wait that people have for greater distances. This is what was done. And even if you're out there, people, you may be a believer, you may be a non-believer, you may be an atheist. I think we might all agree that the reaction of this college campus was a little bit harsh. First of all, he was evicted from the dorm. Mm. Second of all, he was put on probation until May of 2006.
My gosh.
And he's going to be forced to participate in a sexual harassment program and write a 3,000-word paper on the program. This is for writing a little tongue-in-cheek note. I mean, can't people just have a sense of humor? Have we gotten to the point?
Yeah. Bob, I think this gentleman needs a little help. His behavior is, he's behaving badly. That's all I can say.
Well, he's not behaving in a politically correct
fashion.
That's
exactly right.
Sure.
And we did promise that we would do that during this segment, that we would help people behave politically correct.
How to navigate in a politically correct world so we could rewrite part of
this. I think so. Yeah,
him?
I think we should rewrite this.
Well, let's take a look at this. First, he says 9 out of 10 freshman girls. Well, I think it's offensive saying fresh man because that's too male. So,
yeah, fresh.
And he doesn't want to say fresh woman. Fresh person, would that
first
be more?
Fresh person girls.
But then
ooh.
Girls, that's derogatory because they're college students. They don't want to be thought. So fresh person women.
Okay.
Okay,
we got
fresh
that part.
Fresh person women can gain.
But what about the 9 out of 10? Where is he coming up with that?
9 out of 10.
Oh, 9 out of 10 women. He's quoting a statistic. It should be coming from the New England Journal, I think, of Medicine to give
it
some credibility.
Okay, according to the New England Journal of Medicine, that may not be an accurate source, but this is a college campus. So when have they been accurate these days? So he could probably get away with that. Mm-hmm. Usually if something's written down, people believe it's true. Okay, then he talks about gaining pounds. Well, that probably doesn't sound too good. A more politically correct way to phrase that would be 9 out of 10 fresh person women can add a 10 to 15 surplus to
that's
their
good.
Physique. Doesn't that just,
I like that much
it just
better.
Says it in a much nicer
now,
way.
Now, don't you think he should also have a little bit of a diatribe about the benefits of exercise?
Okay.
Okay, so that would also lend some credibility to
this. He did talk about the benefits of the exercise because he was saying that they would be easier on our eyes, but
that is such a
chauvinist.
He
should say
thing.
You will look even lovelier than you already do.
You can't even call a woman lovely today, can you? No, he should talk about how we're going to get a better heart out of this aerobic exercise.
Right.
Not what we're going to look like.
Right. And that if everybody did this, there would be less people in line for Hillary's health care plan if it ever comes back. And so if we throw health, he says something about the importance of health care, even if it's unrelated, he's going to get off scot-free.
But don't forget, it takes a village, right?
It takes a village. Okay. Well, I think we did pretty well for this fellow. You know.
So, okay, how is this going to sound now? I want to wrap it up.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Can you do that?
According to the New England Journal of Medicine, 9 out of 10 fresh person women obtain a surplus of 10 to 15 pounds to their physique. Not only will you feel better about yourself, but you'll be putting less people in line for the free health care, which we all need to deserve. Because, by the way, I'm a Democrat. Okay.
If
that's all we
steps,
even needed to
if,
say. If he'd have just said he was a Democrat, if he'd have said at the beginning, this is from a Democrat or this is from a liberal, then he could have worded the rest of it any way he wanted to.